This day is the hardest day in our shared life as Christians. If we somehow ignore or deny the reality of the death of the one who came to show us the way to life and love, we can ignore it no more. Gathering here today, we are brought face to face with the hard reality that because of the pride and sinful nature of people just like me and just like you, God, in the form of one of us, was killed. And not in a humane and compassionate way, but in a way that involved much physical pain and, to any other person, humiliation. We have walked with Christ to this cross. We spent the last 40 days in the wilderness. We brought our temptations, our demons, our beasts. We've struggled in this wilderness. We have come now to the cross. The cross is the most difficult place to be. The cross where two beams are joined into one. The cross where God and humanity are met in death. The cross where Jesus proclaims, "It is finished." A cry that sounds as though it is over, where the sinfulness of humanity has the final say, where the demons, the beasts, and the tempter triumph. Were we left here at the cross, that would certainly be the case. We could accomplish nothing more on our own. But we're not left alone, not ultimately. We're not left standing here gasping in the horror of the image of the crucified God-man. We must stay here for now. We must be at the foot of the cross. We must acknowledge all that we have brought here with us, our fears, our misgivings, our deep sadness. We must come face to face to the things that we have done and left undone, the ways that we have denied and betrayed Christ in ourselves, in each other, and in our world. We must own up to our tempters, our beasts, and our demons, and then leave them here at the foot of the cross. When we let go of our heavy load, the burdens that we bring with us, we find a loving Savior who lays it on the side. The one who stretched out his arms of love upon the cross also stretches out his arms of love to bring us into those arms. When we stop dragging that heavy weight around with us and let God have it, we feel the peace and joy which passes all understanding. Peace and joy that is given through the life-giving love of Christ. We have a choice to make today. We actually have this choice to make every moment of every day. Do we want to continue to drag around all that heavy stuff? Do we want to continue to be weighed down by the heartache and regret, remorse and guilt? Or do we want to leave it at the foot of the cross, dying to our old selves along with him and rising with him into new life? The decision is yours. We are here at the foot of the cross. Do we hang on to all that heaviness, or are we ready to let it go?